Welcome back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio. Packed house tonight, Bobby. I mean, we've got musicians everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Hill, pastor from New Life Church on 1200 Welty Road, is always in the house. Argie Darnell, Christopher Greer with Overflow is here. Andrew Cranford from the Corner area. And Bethina and Brian Hayes, the dynamic duo, is in the house again this week. So we're going to be jamming here in just a little bit. A lot of these people is going to be part of Jam Fest 2018. It's April 21st, Camp Liberty, Battleground, Alabama, 3 p.m. until midnight. Lots of fun.
Ooh, it sounds like fun.
Headliner, Wes Brown, Nashville recording artist, will be the headliner, along with all these other folks. It's going to be lots of fun. It's only $10 admission at the gate.
Awesome, man.
Incredible prices.
That's a deal.
It is a deal.
It really is. I mean, that's less than a meal.
It really is.
Yeah.
That's almost getting a kid's meal right
man,
there.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah.
You ready to pray, Bobby?
Absolutely. Father God, we are so thankful to you for your love, your mercy, your grace that you have revealed yourself to us, that you may be known among us. And we're so thankful that your presence abides with us and within us. We thank you for this season that we're in and that you sent Jesus Christ as a demonstration of your love. In his name we pray, amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. We're drawing closer to Easter. We've been speaking about it for the last 4 weeks at least, and it's drawing near.
It is, man. It's there's just an anticipation about that.
It is.
On the Christian calendar and the Christians' hearts, man, it's hard to say that there's one gospel event that's greater than another because it takes all of them. But, man, the resurrection it's incredible. It has to be.
Up there on top.
It has to be. I mean, even if there had been a crucifixion, if he'd have been crucified and not raised from the dead, I mean, of course, you can say that about all of it.
But, right.
You know, the fact that a dead man came back to life. Yes.
Saved the world for all of us. Saved our sins.
And that is a significant symbol of Christianity, the resurrection, the empty tomb, the fact, you know, a lot of people believe or think that Christianity is just one of the many religions in the world.
Right.
You know, it's like, there's a lot of them. Kind of pick the one you want and go with it.
Exactly.
But we don't see it that way at all.
No.
Not at all. We see that Jesus Christ is the firstborn of a new creation. And coming back from the dead, that's his statement of a new creation. And no other leader or symbol or icon of any religion's ever done that.
Exactly.
So it kind of sets Christianity apart where we say that it is the eternal purpose of God, that Christianity is more about creation and a new creation than it is a religion. So, and you know, we heard a lot about that in the last few years, how we've saw a transition, if you will, from religion to relationship.
And right.
Not that religion's always bad necessarily. We don't mean to say that, but it's just that Christianity is not just a set of religious rituals that we go through.
Right.
It's not just a creed that you say. It is a relationship with a God, a real God, a true being who loves you.
Exactly.
And so Jesus demonstrates that in all of the Easter events and gospel events. He demonstrates that. And so anyway, Easter is just an incredible time, man. We're in the season known as Lent, and so we've been meditating and praying, and some people have been fasting during this time, just as a contemplation of what happened then, and that is real and alive in us now. And so it's not just a historical event. It is now a very present reality for Christians. Jesus is alive.
He is alive.
He is alive forevermore. So when he came back from the dead, he came back to die no more. And,
exactly.
And that's what he says. So it's an exciting time, a lot going on, no doubt. And really, you know, But we can find a lot of correlations of different things in Scripture. We've been talking about some of those at church, at New Life. Been talking about some of those. You know, we have that, what's known as the Last Supper that Jesus had there with his disciples. And so, you know, now we know that as somebody's last meal.
Exactly.
You know, which is a significant thing in somebody's life when they're about to die and it's their last meal. Well, that was Jesus's last meal. And he had that last meal, that Last Supper he had with his disciples, which really is a lot more organic than that. It was his family, and it was the beginnings of the church. And so he wanted to share that meal and that time, you know, with them in a close, personal way, because it was significant. It was his last meal. And that correlates back to the ancient nation of Israel, you know, back when Moses was the one who delivered them out of Egypt. And it was called the Passover, when the death angel passed over those who had the blood of the lamb on the post of their house. And God had instructed them to have a meal prepared of, you know, lamb and that and things that they could carry with them. It was easy to eat and take with them. So that was their last meal in Egypt, their last meal as slaves and in bondage. And so Jesus' last meal has a lot of significance about that correlates to that, and how that, you know, he brought us freedom from the bondage and the slavery of sin, and he brought that on the cross and delivered that. So that meal, he is the lamb. He is the Passover lamb. His blood was shed, and his blood was given for the remission of sins and for the forgiveness of sins. And so with significance, then we have the last meal that he had, the Last Supper, and then, you know, right before he was arrested, but between the last meal and being arrested, he went to a garden, the Garden of Gethsemane. And, you know, we have different things in the Gospels that tell us about that, but it's easy to be reminded of another garden, the Garden of Eden. And so that's where the first original creation of Adam, being in that garden, he faced a battle and he lost. He gave in. He disobeyed God. He sinned and he lost, a fellowship with God. So many things that he lost. And so in the Garden of Gethsemane, we see the second Adam, Jesus, the originator of a new creation, fighting a battle and he wins. And, you know, Luke references that Jesus had sweat like drops of blood. And so we don't know exactly everything Jesus went through in that garden, but, in some ways it seems to be very stressful or excruciating. He even said to his disciples, he said, you know, my heart is sorrowful even to death. So he felt that death penalty, that death sentence was upon him. He felt that. And the weight of the sin of all time was upon him. And so there was a battle right there in that garden that he won before he went to the cross. And so it's significant what he did. And if we can understand that and accept that, receive that, to see that it was love that drove all of that, and that God's love for a lost world, for lost humanity, for rebellious humanity, for enemies of God, that he loved us and gave Jesus to be that sacrifice for sins, and Jesus overcame. He made the right choices. And so, you know, when we contemplate that, you know, what he had to go through in that garden, to me, it seems humanly impossible,
right,
for him to do what he did, but he did that. He did it as a human. And he was victorious. And because of that, he is the Savior of the world. And so he went to that cross innocent, sinless, and gave his life, shed his blood, and now he is the Savior of the world. And so that's why we are constantly proclaiming the gospel to people in the world around us. We want people to know the good news. We call it the gospel. The gospel is good news. And the good news is Jesus has died for you.
Exactly.
He's died for me. And so that doesn't mean we don't have a physical death to face, but it does mean our belief in him, we do not have a spiritual death to face. and our sins have been forgiven. We have no more penalty to pay. He made peace with God for us. So God is not mad at us, upset with us, but he's a loving father that wishes to interact with us in a very personal way. And so Easter is so much more than we possibly think that it is.
And to know he's here every single day, every single moment, mm-hmm. and he's willing to have that relationship with you. He yeah. wants that relationship yes. with you. I mean, it's...
Yeah. He died for that.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, sometimes all we put into him dying is, well, he died, you know, to save me, or he died to pay for my sins. But if we really understand the fullness of the gospel, you know, Jesus resurrected. He walked upon the earth and for 40 days after he was resurrected. And then he ascended into heaven. And 10 days later is when we have what we refer to as Pentecost in the scriptures, where he sent Holy Spirit back to the earth, who is here now that you're referring to. He's with us all the time. He's present with us and within us. So when we understand that, Jesus died so that his presence would be with us and within us
exactly.
all the time.
Omnipresent.
And you know, Jesus said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And that had to be confusing for some of those guys because he died and left.
Right, exactly.
You know, he's like, wait a minute. Now, what did he say? I'll never leave you or forsake you. Well, he's gone. But his implication to that was he was sending back his presence in the Spirit. And now he never leaves us and he never forsakes
exactly.
us. He's with us all the time,
exactly.
everywhere. And so that's the only way that could really happen, because
you're
in,
right.
in his physical body, he was not everywhere all
right.
the time. But in the Spirit, he's everywhere all the time. So let's honor Jesus in this way, because when somebody goes to great length and expense to give you a gift, it is dishonoring not to receive that gift and to use it for what it's intended.
Right.
And Jesus went to great cost and died to give us his presence to live within us. And so let's exercise that. Let's live in that. Let's be thankful for that. So for Easter, we celebrate Easter because of all that resulted from it. But, you know, going into Easter, there's a lot of sadness and there's a lot of violence and torture and pain involved in that. And that's, we want to remember that. And when we realize how lost we were, we can be more appreciative of how saved we are.
Exactly.
And when we realize what love he has and for what Jesus went through, we can greater appreciate a sacrifice that he made.
And I think, Bobby, it's important for those that don't have a relationship with him right now is to know for a fact that he's here.
Yes.
And no matter what you're going through, and let me tell you something, there's some tough situations out in this world that people go through every single day, but
yes.
to know and believe that he's here.
Yes.
And he's always going to be.
And he
loves you, mm-hmm. and he knows exactly what's going to happen in your life. And he's got a plan for you.
So that's a matter of believing what you're talking about, believing. Believing that God is present, that he is present. He is here. He is with us. And as you said, he is seeking a relationship with us. And, you know, there's really nothing you have to do to earn that or to be worthy for that or to deserve that.
Right.
You just accept that. You believe that and accept that. He loves you. He's here.
Yep.
And he wants to have that relationship.
And life is good.
With you. And it is.
It really is.
It's always good with God. It's the life in the world is always trouble in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus promised that. Yeah. It's always
every moment of every day.
So don't expect life in the world to be easy.
It's not going to change. This crazy world is still going to be going on.
But life in Christ.
But life in Christ is where it's
good.
At.
It's better than good. It is. It's wonderful. And so we're praying that this Easter that people have a greater revelation of who Jesus is and what he has done.
Exactly.
We believe and speak often of the finished work of Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
And I know sometimes there's people who seem to be waiting for Jesus to do something else.
Right.
well, he may do something else. I mean, you know, we don't want to be contrary to that, but we don't believe we've yet comprehended and experienced all that he's already done.
Right.
And so, you know, let us seek to further understand the finished work of Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
And he's the one on the cross. One of the things he said right before he gave up the ghost, it says, or gave it, he says, it is finished.
Amen.
And so this, the what's needed for salvation and for this relationship that we're talking about, for his presence here with us, we just need to believe.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ.
Thank you again, Bobby, for being
in the
radio show.
It's always my pleasure. So
it just fires me up every time.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. God loves you more than you'll ever know.
Yes. Yes, he does.
Coming up, we have just a ton of music talent in here, and we're going to bring them in. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
My riches can't buy everything. I want to hear the children sing. All I hear is the sound of rain falling on the ground. Tears go by.
Attention, Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.
I'm Ed Horrell, founder of the Kindness Revolution. Today we want to say thank you to the over 62 million in the U.S. who volunteer their time for various organizations. That's a staggering number, 62 million. But according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, that number is actually on the decline, possibly as much as 4% lower than a few years ago. So our challenge this week is simple. Do two things. First of all, if you know of someone who's volunteering their time for a good cause, tell them thank you. Whether it's a soup kitchen, coaching an athletic team, or singing in the choir, why not take a minute and say thanks? But just as importantly, why not take a look and see what each of us can do to volunteer a little time to help a good cause? Causes doing good and in need of volunteers are everywhere, so they won't be hard to find. To learn more, check us out at thekindnessrevolution.net.
There are a lot of signs on the side of the road right now, which means an election is coming up. Sure, name recognition is good, but in 2018, voters expect a little more than that. We can help. Radio is a great medium to tell voters more about yourself, your platform, and your goals. Our very own Melissa with Live 95 is ready to take your call at 256-339-5554. 256-339-5554. Live 95 can help get your message out to Cullman County.
When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Cullman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Cullman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Cullman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Cullman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Cullman County VOAD, call the Cullman County EMA at 739-5410, 739-5410. Email CullmanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Cullman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Cullman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We have the dynamic duo, Bethina and Brian Hayes. Look, she was all over me earlier about mispronouncing her name, so she made sure that I said it correctly. Like everybody says Netherly, okay? My name is not Netherly, it's Nethery. So my entire life, everybody calls me Netherly.
All of you people with difficult to pronounce names.
Jay.
I see your rants on Facebook. They're there. We see you.
Jay. What? Look, what if we had a name like Jay? I mean, that's just simple. Jay. Because you don't really even think about A-Y. You just think about Jay.
You should try going and, like, ordering at a restaurant like Taco Bell or something. Like, what's the name for your order? Jay.
Jay.
What? Huh?
No, seriously. What's your name?
J-A-Y. Jay.
So how do you spell that?
Yeah. They can't interpret like one syllable. It's like mind blown.
That's why they make minimum wage for. Oh, hey, sorry. Look, man, minimum wage is like $10 an hour now, though, ain't it?
You threw out like half your listener base now.
Oh, my God. Now I've got two listeners. So anyway, look, glad to have y'all back in the studio. You were here a few weeks ago with old crazy Wes Brown, and we were all jamming, having a good time.
That was a good time.
It was. It was fun.
A lot of fun.
Sweet Home Alabama at the end.
That's right.
Man, that was great. So what's going on with y'all?
Not much since last couple weeks.
Oh, y'all just been like
hanging out
and not doing nothing.
Singing.
Taking care of kids.
Yes.
We did.
New music page on Facebook.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's called what now?
Brian and Bethina Music Duo?
Yes, I believe that's
check
right.
It out on
yes.
Facebook.
Check
watch
it out.
Their page. Do you have any videos? Do you have any music on it?
We got a couple from when we sang at Goat Island
Right. Okay. Several
months
awesome.
Ago.
Cool.
So they're on there. We're going to be putting some new ones on.
Awesome.
So we're working on some stuff.
Good. So what's going on tonight?
We're going to take y'all
old school.
Way back.
That's what I like, old school.
No, I don't even think the 16-year-old in there knows who we're talking about. So we're going to do a little bit of Tammy and George.
Tammy and George right here on Live 95. It's Bethina and Brian Hayes.
on a sunny summer day. The couple gazes at the wedding rings that are on display.
She smiles and nods her head as he says, honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do. Golden ring with one tiny little stone waiting there for someone to take you home by itself. It's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
In a little wedding chapel, later on that afternoon, an old upright piano played that old familiar tune.
Tears roll down her cheeks, and happy thoughts run through her head, as he whispers low, with this ring I be wed.
Golden ring, with one tiny little stone, shining ring. Now at last it's found a home by itself. It's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring. In a small two-room apartment, as they fought their final round, he said, you won't admit it, but I know you're leaving town.
She says, one thing's for certain, I don't love you anymore, and throws down the ring as she walks out the door. Golden ring with one tiny little stone cast aside, like the love that's dead and gone by itself. It's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring. In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings there on display. Golden ring.
What incredible harmony y'all have together. I mean, really? That is crazy.
Thank you.
So, look, do y'all ever, like, sit on the front porch and do this?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. All the time.
Do you really?
All the time.
That would fire me up if I was y'all's neighbor. It would.
I don't know, but some of the neighbors are like, golly, man, hey, I wish they'd stop it.
What are y'all doing over there?
We sit around in the living room all the time just singing.
That's got to be the best thing.
It's
a lot of fun. I mean, that's really good times
it's
right there.
It's a lot of fun. And now we're finally actually starting to want to kind of branch out and try to get out and play out in the public somewhere. So we've been working on it for a little while. So.
Check them out on Facebook. They'll have their phone number on there. Give them a call. Hire them and let them come sing at your place of business.
Hey, that'd be great.
Exactly. Awesome. What's next?
Well, I think we're going to do some more Tim McGraw for you. Tim and Faith this time.
And Faith.
Walk on by without one tear in your eye. Don't you have the slightest feelings left for me? Maybe that's just your way of dealing with the pain, forgetting
everything between our rise and fall. Like we never loved at all. You, I hear you're doing fine. Seems like you're doing well, as far as I can tell. Time is leaving us behind. Another week has passed, and still I haven't left yet. So tell me what your secret is.
I wanna know, I wanna know, I wanna
letting
know.
Letting go, letting go like you did. How can you just walk on by without one tear in your eye? Don't you have the slightest feelings left for me? Maybe that's just your way of dealing with the pain, forgetting everything between our rise and fall. Like we never loved at all. Did you forget the magic? Oh. Did you forget the passion? Oh. And did you ever miss me? Dealing with the pain, forgetting everything between our rise and fall.
That was incredible. That range that you, oh my God, that's crazy. I just wish I could sing. That's incredible.
Thank you.
So look, you think I might can slide you in on stage at Jam Fest for a song or two?
We might could
we
do
might
that.
All right.
I think we can.
Everybody will be surprised. And they will love it.
Surprise guest.
They will love it.
There you go. Awesome.
Thank y'all so much for being on the Big D Radio Show again.
Thank you. We've enjoyed it. We have a lot of fun.
Awesome.
This is great.
So you're welcome to come back anytime.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity. You know, like I said, we sit around playing at the house, and this gives us an opportunity.
Oh, yeah. You need to be on the radio. That's where you need to be.
We are on the radio.
You are on the radio.
We are on the radio. So, a radio debut. Right?
I know. It is. So y'all will be coming back pretty soon again. Before the concert, we'll bring you back in studio again, let you play some more songs.
Awesome.
Sound good?
Love it.
Thank you.
Coming up on the Big D Radio Show, we still have Andrew Cranford, Argie Darnell, and Overflow from Arab, Alabama. We'll be back in just a moment.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. or visit our website, live95kalman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kalman's independent radio.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Kalman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
There are a lot of signs on the side of the road right now, which means an election is coming up. Sure, name recognition is good, but in 2018, voters expect a little more than that. We can help. Radio is a great medium to tell voters more about yourself, your platform, and your goals. Our very own Melissa with Live 95 is ready to take your call at 256-339-5554. 256-339-5554. Live 95 can help get your message out to Cullman County.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
I'm Ed Horrell, founder of the Kindness Revolution. Today we want to say thank you to the over 62 million in the U.S. who volunteer their time for various organizations. That's a staggering number, 62 million. But according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, that number is actually on the decline, possibly as much as 4% lower than a few years ago. So our challenge this week is simple. Do two things. First of all, if you know of someone who's volunteering their time for a good cause, tell them thank you. Whether it's a soup kitchen, coaching an athletic team, or singing in the choir, why not take a minute and say thanks? But just as importantly, why not take a look and see what each of us can do to volunteer a little time to help a good cause? Causes doing good and in need of volunteers are everywhere, so they won't be hard to find. To learn more, check us out at thekindnessrevolution.net.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Cullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Cullman since 1989, Cullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Cullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Cullman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Cullman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Cullman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit CullmanSportsFit.com. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. Overflow is in the house. They're going to be performing at Jam Fest 2018. Christopher Greer is in the house along with our regular Rowan and Stefan. Stefan. Look, I like Stefan better. That sounds cool. Guitar guy. What about guitar guy?
He should say guitar boy. Guitar boy.
So, look, we are so excited to have y'all at Jam Fest 2018, April 21st, to be jamming out in hopefully a packed place and let them hear your music.
So looking forward to it.
That's awesome.
It's
we are
be
too.
A lot of fun.
Tell us what's up on the first song.
All right. First song is actually a cover. It's done by Bethel Music, and Rowan's going to be doing the vocals on this one.
Excellent.
And it's called Take Courage. The second song is going to be an original.
Let's hear it.
All right. Ready?
Yep.
Overflow in the house on Live 95.5 studio. Incredible group.
That song is just fun to play.
It is.
And we learned it today.
Did you really?
We did, yeah.
Second time to play it.
Yeah.
Second time. Even heard it.
So how often is Overflow practicing right now?
As an entire group,
right.
I'd say probably twice a week. But, like, Stefan and I will practice together, and then Stefan and the other guitar player will practice together.
Got you.
So I would say probably five times a week, four or five times. Look, man, this is a big deal.
Exactly.
Okay? And we've got to hold up our end of the bargain. There's some heavy hitters that's going to be playing on that stage.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And ain't none of us wanting to get embarrassed. Okay.
Up your game, Christopher.
That's right. Exactly.
All right, so to the next song.
All right. This one is called At the Mercy of the Storm.
At the Mercy of the Storm. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Overflow.
Young life was so easy. The sea was calm, the skies were clear. As time went by, my troubles mounted. They seemed to grow each passing year. Must have stormed before the rain rose. Sometimes it's hard to live life right. Walk within my Savior's footsteps to show the world my little light. What in stormy waters to reach me? Let His holy word teach me. Without His mercy I'd be lost. Sacrifice to pay the cost. In His name I was reborn.
Cloudy now, my eyes see clearer. All this wisdom wasn't free. I know I made plenty of mistakes. I never said that wasn't true. My God took away my pain. He dried up all the rain. He can do the same thing. Walked through stormy waters to reach me. He left His holy word to teach me. Without His mercy I'd be lost. Sacrifice to pay the cost. In His name I was reborn. Through the love He set me free. Show me I didn't have to be. At the mercy of the storm.
That was great. I love that.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something. Old guitar guy over there, he knows what he's doing. I'm just looking at his fingers, and he can play that guitar. There is no doubt.
Yeah, I've got to tell on Rowan a little bit. So we were at our last rehearsal, and she forgot Stefan's name. So, I mean, she's only known him for a year.
Exactly.
Yeah, so she looked at him, and she says, "Hey."
Hey.
And she's got a little bit of a valley girl. And she was like, Guitar boy, your coat is like getting on my last nerve. So, yeah, you won't live that down. It'll be at least a year before.
Yeah, my name forever.
Guitar boy. Guitar boy. GB. Just start calling them GB.
But anybody listening who's liking what you're hearing, get a ticket to Jam Fest.
Oh, yeah.
If I wasn't playing, I'd be buying tickets.
Exactly.
Okay.
General admission, $10 at the gate.
Wes Brown, Jesse
exactly.
Priest.
Exactly.
Bay. I mean, we're going to be there.
There's Bama so Country. Ben Mosley and the Contraband out of Birmingham. Highly, highly successful band.
Yep.
I mean, we're going to have some talent.
Which we will have.
Yes.
Awesome.
Exactly. Thank y'all so much for coming in on the Big D Radio Show. We've got two more guests to bring in before we end the show. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show
right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
Disaster occurs. Neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Cullman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Cullman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Cullman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Cullman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Cullman County VOAD, call the Cullman County EMA at 739-5410, 739-5410. Email CullmanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Cullman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Cullman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better. Whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
What a drag it is getting old. It's all different today. I hear every mother say, Mother needs something today to calm her down.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 with me, Andrew Cranford. From the corner area.
Great to be with you today.
Hey, man. So good to have you in. I've known your family since I was a little weed hopper, a little youngster.
Yeah, you and Mom go pretty far back.
We go way back. So look, Big D went down to Summerton, and actually they owned a restaurant for a while, and I surprised them one Sunday and went actually in the kitchen and helped them prepare food, and it was a fun day. And Andrew was back here slinging pinto beans and ham and
the good old days.
The good old days. So look, I thought it was kind of funny because I'm looking at your mom's Facebook the other day and seeing her bragging, and I'm like, I need to see what she's bragging about. So I seen your video, and I clicked on it, listened to it, and was very impressed. So I sent your mom a message right then, and I said, I want Andrew on the Big D Radio Show, and here you are.
Well, I appreciate you for doing that. This morning, we actually broke 3,000 views on that video.
Awesome.
And slowly climbing on more. And tomorrow, we're going to release another one, a music video that we shot for the second single off the EP. It's called Need an Escape. And tomorrow night at 10 p.m. on my Facebook page, it will drop.
Excellent. So, do you have a huge following, I hope?
not
come on, Andrew, say yes,
time,
say yes.
But we're working on it. But yes.
Yes. Yes, you do. You have a huge following. So how long have you been singing?
Well, I started music when I was 7 years old, and slowly since then I've had, you know, periods and times where I've just taken a break from it and come right back to it. It's always been something that I've never been away from.
Right.
Never given up on.
Exactly.
Just there's been periods where, you know, other obligations came in the way of it, but this time, you know, I'm trying to go through the wall with it.
There you go. Never stop. And everybody in this room will tell you that. Never stop. So it's a dream for a lot of people. And you know, me being a DJ for 32 years, once you start doing music, it's in your blood. It never leaves.
Oh, yeah. It's so part of your identity.
Exactly. So what's going to be the first song that you're going to sing?
The first one we're going to do is the first single off the EP called Better Than You.
Better Than You. Coleman here, it's Andrew Cranford. So are we waiting on Jay?
Yeah.
Waiting on Jay.
Rowan, crack that door just a minute.
Crack the door, Rowan.
Jay, we're ready.
I got you. Okay.
Jay, yeah, man. I'm right on it.
I'm producing a show here.
Oh, man.
Live radio.
Is that good enough for you?
That's good.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm really good on the rock board back here.
So. You're doing an awesome job.
Play me again tonight. Tell me everything's alright. Go ahead and change your mind. But I'll say it's just fine. You always treat me like this. Make it out like it's pure bliss. Do the same things again. Don't you know? It's ridiculous. But the truth is that you're killing me. Thinking about what we could be. But you'll never come around. You'll always walk away. Close enough to touch, but you won't ever stay. You deserve better, and I'll give it to you. But I'm starting to see that maybe I deserve better than you. Oh, oh. Late night, call me up. Tell me that you've had enough. Say your man ain't treating you right. And you'll come see me in the morning light. So I put off my friends. Go ahead and cancel my plans. And I wait by the phone for a ring, knowing that you won't come back home. And I don't want to believe that you do this to me. But you'll never come around. You'll always walk away. Close enough to touch, but you won't ever stay. You deserve better, and I'll give it to you. But I'm starting to see that maybe I deserve better than you. Don't tell me it's over, the nights are getting colder. I wanna feel alright, want you to make me feel like I feel alive. And I know you're never coming back. Does he have something I lack? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Walk away. You deserve better.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Cranford. I liked it.
Thank you.
All right, folks. What do you look? Tell me something. You like it?
Now, this one that I'm about to do right here is the second single off the EP, and it's called Need an Escape. It drops tomorrow, but I'm dropping it daily for you guys.
Thank you so much.
Whoa, whoa. All along you told me I'd be your one and only, so I never had to try. And after all you broke me, left me petrified and empty when you walked out of my life. And I've tried everything I know just to let you go. So I bend until I break, 'cause it's all that I can take. I can't find a better way to get rid of all of my pain. If I could find the words to say, I would have found them by today. I wish there was a better way. I just need an escape. Remember what I told you, I'd be so lost without you, but I guess you're doing just fine. I begged you not to leave me, you tried your hardest not to see me, you looked away as I started to cry. And I couldn't tell you just how I feel. All I know is this pain is very real. So I bend until I break, 'cause it's all that I can take. I can't find a better way to get rid of all of my pain. If I could find the words to say, I would have found them by today. I wish there was a better way. I just need it. I hold out for a sign of hope each time I turn out the light. Don't care, you never will. I know I'm not alright. I bend until I break, it's all that I can take. Can't find a better way to get rid of all of my pain. If I could find the words to say, I would have found them by today. I wish there was a better way. I just need an escape. Whoa, whoa.
Coleman, you're listening to Andrew Cranford from the Corner Area. Man, so good to have you right here on the Big D Radio Show. Jay, we're not going to go to a break because we still got one more guest, and we're going to let Argie Darnell jump right in the seat.
Your show ended like 8 minutes ago.
I know.
Thank y'all so much for having me.
Just hang out. Stay over there with Lexi. Lexi's in the house with us, too, also. He's special guest.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
RG. I'm sorry. Look. RG Darnell. So, look. She has been in the music business for a while. So, why don't you go ahead and tell us some of the folks that you've opened up with?
I've opened up for Little Jimmy Dickens, Jamie Johnson, Montgomery Gentry, a bunch of the old Grand Ole Opry stars, Boxcar Willie, just a bunch of the old ones.
How about that?
A few of the new ones.
So, and we spoke last week, and you told me that you've actually been out of the music scene for a while,
mm-hmm.
and now it's time to get back in.
Yeah.
So I listened to your music, and your voice just really blew me away.
Well, thank you.
So here you are on the Big D Radio mm-hmm. Show, and we're ready to hear you.
Thank you for having me. I'm going to do an original song that I wrote a long, long time ago. I won't tell how long because it'll tell how old I am, but it was recorded by Patsy Lynn, Loretta Lynn's daughter. It's called Lover Whiskey. It's the morning after loving you. Oh, and what a night we've been through. I've never felt this way before. And you tell me I'm what you've been waiting for. Turn over here and look at me. Answer the questions on my mind. Was it love or whiskey talking between us last night? Was it love or whiskey talking? Did you mean all that you said? You took me to heaven, and I never left your bed. Am I just another lover? One night stand. Was it love or whiskey talking? Or just the needs of a man? I know we've both been lonely. Was it love or was it real? Did you need someone to hold you, to help you forget the heartache you feel? And did the bottle dim the memories of a past love that you was it love or whiskey talking? Was it lies or is it the truth? Was it love or whiskey talking? Did you mean all that you said? You took me heaven, and I never left your bed. Am I just another lover, one night stand? Was it love or whiskey talking? Just the needs of a man.
Can I say this? I know why you have opened up for so many people. That was incredible. Your voice is incredible.
Thank you.
Wow. And just to think, all this talent is here in Coleman. It's just unbelievable. So we're going to let you do one more mm-hmm. before we end the show.
Okay. This is an original one I wrote called Man Behind the Badge. I wrote it for, you know, so much hate against law enforcement.
Exactly.
I watch him put his boots on and tighten up his vest. And he never worries how he puts his life at risk. And he's there for the weary.
good and even the bad. Oh, how I love the man behind the badge. He tells me not to worry. Go on and get some sleep. But when the phone rings, my heart falls to my feet. And every night I pray, God give him the courage and strength to help him come back home to me. But I know he took an oath to serve and protect. That dark blue means so much to him, and it's something he won't forget. But it's so hard loving someone I may not always have. But oh, how man behind the badge. Three knocks on my door, two men on my steps, and the one I love the most is never coming home again. Screamed out, oh God, please, as I fell down to my knees. He'll never get to see his little boy turn five. Why did our hero have to die? I know he took an oath to serve and protect. He knew the dangers of the job. He knew the threat. But he gave his life to save another. What courage he had. And oh, how I'll miss the man behind the badge. Now a thin black line covers up their badge.
Argy, thank you so much for being on the Big D Radio Show. I'd like to thank all the guests for being in here tonight. We had a great time. It's going to be Jam Fest 2018, April 21st, Camp Liberty, Battleground, Alabama. It's going to be 3 p.m. until midnight. We have several acts. Actually, we're going to have probably about 8. Nashville recording star Wes Brown is going to be the headliner. It's only $10 to get in. So bring your family, bring your friends. We're going to have a great outdoor country concert, and you're going to love it. So before we go, if you will bow your heads, we always pray on the Big D Radio Show. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you in prayer, Lord. We thank you for all the guests that you bring in here, Lord, and we just ask that you be with them on their journey in life, God. Always protect them, and Lord, we just praise you, and we thank you for Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So you can catch me and Danielle Tuesday night. It's called Understanding the Law, 6 p.m. with Coleman attorney Melvin Haston. And then next Thursday, again, the Biggity Radio Show at 6:30 p.m. So God bless you. And most importantly, God bless America. We'll catch you next time.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP.